Step 4, navigating the bumps in the road, identifying and overcoming obstacles.
You've set your goals, so here's the part nobody puts on their vision board, the obstacles. The path to anything meaningful has resistance. There will be setbacks and moments when you seriously consider turning back. That's not a sign you chose the wrong path. That's a sign you chose a real one.
Obstacles come in two categories, internal and external. Internal obstacles are the barriers in your own mind, self-doubt, fear of failure, negative self-talk. External obstacles are in your circumstances, lack of resources, time constraints, unsupportive people. Let me tell you about my first attempt at writing the book this guide is based on. I sat down on a Saturday morning with coffee and a blank document. I typed the title. Then I stared at the screen for 45 minutes. Then I deleted it. Then I did laundry, reorganized my bookshelf, and told myself I'd start again tomorrow. Tomorrow turned into next month. The obstacle wasn't time or talent. It was the voice in my head saying, "Who are you to write about personal growth? You haven't figured out your own life." That voice felt like truth, but what it was actually doing was protecting me from growth, not from embarrassment.
The turning point came when I reframed what it was saying. Instead of, "Who are you to write this?" I asked, "What if the fact that I'm still figuring it out is exactly what makes this honest?" That's reframing. Not pretending the obstacle doesn't exist, but changing your relationship with it.
I also want to introduce you to a concept called the growth mindset. When someone with a fixed mindset hits an obstacle, they think, "I can't do this." Someone with a growth mindset thinks, "I can't do this yet." That one word, "yet," transforms a verdict into a status update. And here's a radical idea about failure. Every failure is just feedback. Information about what doesn't work, which gets you closer to what does. The inventor, James Dyson, built 5,127 failed prototypes before getting his vacuum right. Those weren't failures. They were 5,127 lessons. Think about an obstacle you're currently facing. Is it internal or external? And how might you reframe it?